This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
The Rich Zeoli Show on your schedule. This is the Zeoli Show podcast.
Thank you, Dawn. The ambassador who's going to testify today is a former ambassador. I'll give you a little bit to think about on that, but I want to share with you a piece from an excellent writer named James Bovard. Now, he is not a conservative Republican. Jim Bovard is a libertarian, and he's not a huge Trump fan. He likes a lot of what Trump has done. But why do I say that? Because it's important to understand we get accused a lot on this side of just parroting Fox News and Breitbart. And then what the mainstream media does is they go, you're just pair Breitbart and Reason.com is another example why I quote them a lot, libertarian side, because they're not all in the tank for Trump. They like some things he does. They don't like other things he does. But you don't hear their analysis. You don't hear Jim Bovard's analysis because the media would love for you to believe that it's just either right-wing kooks at Breitbart and Fox News and talk radio, or it's the real media that shows you the truth. No. Jim Bovard is a great, very, very smart guy. I want to share with you, this is an incredible piece. Don't forget the deep state has a dark side. Thank God for the deep state, declared former acting CIA chief John McLaughlin recently while appearing on a panel at George Mason University. A year ago, the deep state was routinely reviled as a figment of paranoid right-wingers' imagination, but much of the news media are now conferring the same sainthood on the deep state that was previously bestowed on special counsel Robert Mueller. A New York Times article last month gushed that over the last 3 weeks, the deep state has emerged from the showdown and the shadows in the form of real, live government officials, past and present, and provided evidence that largely bucks up the still anonymous whistleblower on President Donald Trump's phone call to the president of Ukraine. Times columnist James Stewart declared, quote, "There is a deep state. There is a bureaucracy in our country who has pledged to respect the Constitution, respect the rule of law, protecting the American people." New York Times editorial writer Michelle Cotto proclaimed, quote, "The deep state is alive and well," and she hailed it as a collection of patriotic public servants. Former CIA director John Brennan, lying, weasel, traitorous, treasonous bastard. I added that part, but I know Jim Bovard would agree. Appearing on the same panel as former spook John McLaughlin declared, quote, "The reason why Mr. Trump has this very contentious relationship with the CIA and the FBI and the deep state people is because they tell the truth." All right, let that sink in for a second. "The reason why Mr. Trump has this very contentious relationship with the CIA and FBI and the deep state people is because they tell the truth." All right. Would you do me a favor, Mr. Stocker, and could you play the trailer for the movie The Report, which will be out in Philadelphia today? I don't know if it's a nationwide rollout today or if it's coming out in select markets today or not, but do you have the trailer?
Give me 10 seconds and I'll
10 seconds, you got it. It's again, this movie is, I'm going to recommend you watch it. Don't email me, though, about the depiction of torture. You need to know this is obviously going to be an anti-enhanced interrogation film. Obviously, it's about the people who did the report on that. So, I mean, that's just a given. That's like emailing me and saying, "I saw Batman. Wait, all this Batman. Wait, so much Batman." No, that's the premise of the movie. But you're going to learn the cover-up by the Obama administration, and you're going to learn the constitutional crisis that literally occurred that the media covered up. Take a listen.
Let me ask you a question. Why did the CIA torture people, lie about it, and then hide it from history?
After 9/11, everyone was scared. Scared it might happen again.
We need to stop attacks in the future.
And we are in whatever business it takes to get the job done.
Find out exactly what they did.
One detainee, they waterboarded him 183 times.
If it works, why do you need to do it 183 times?
Maybe when the report comes out, people will finally see that.
They claim they saved lives, but what they really did was make it impossible to prosecute a mass murderer, because if what we did to him ever came out in the court of law, the case is over. The guy planned 9/11.
The CIA said the program wouldn't cause lasting harm. So how long is Gul Rockman going to be dead for?
This question isn't about our enemies. It's about us.
I would like us to be more than the country that did the report. I'd like us to be the country that made it public. We will not allow this to be covered up.
Okay, let me go back to Jim Bovard's piece. I want to just, again, read you that comment from lying sack of weasel John Brennan. Quote, the reason why Mr. Trump has this very contentious relationship with the CIA and the FBI and the deep state people is because they tell the truth. Now, 5 years ago, John Brennan's CIA ignited what should have been a constitutional crisis when it was caught illegally spying upon the Senate Intelligence Committee, which was compiling a massive report on the CIA torture program. After 9/11, the CIA constructed an interrogation regime, blah, 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 blah. I mean, you know, I think you know enough about the history of it. Brennan declared in 2016 that the president requires near certainty of no collateral damage before approving a drone strike. Let me stop for a quick second. In the movie, The Report, they do an excellent job of showing the fact that John Brennan's CIA broke the law, absolutely shredded the separation of powers, and spied on Dianne Feinstein. She was the chair of the committee. And intimidated the guy who's played by Adam Driver in the movie, the lead guy, the lead investigator on the Senate Intelligence Committee. We have in this country a separation of powers. You know this, I know this. We have three branches of government. We have a executive branch. Let me go in the order. Legislative branch, executive branch, and judiciary. And the fact that the executive branch, because remember, the CIA is part of the executive branch, not part of the legislative branch, not part of the judiciary, part of the executive branch, spied on the United States senator who is the chairman of the oversight committee investigating the CIA, should have been a constitutional crisis. Did you hear about it? Did you hear much about it back then? Did anybody ask the question, what did Obama know and when did he know it? Did he know that John Brennan's CIA broke into the SCIF? Literally, they broke in, violated federal law, committed a criminal act, violated federal law, went into the SCIF, where the Senate Intelligence Committee was doing their investigation into the CIA, looked into their files, planted evidence, stole evidence. Do you know that the FBI recommended a criminal probe against the CIA? Do you know that? Do you know that the FBI, the Inspector General of the FBI and the Inspector General of the CIA both recommended a criminal investigation into John Brennan? It was buried. It was completely buried. Because the deep state takes care of its own. The deep state takes care of its own. Imagine Donald Trump's CIA director breaking into Adam Schiff's computers. Imagine Donald Trump's, lead CIA director, the lead spook, breaking into Adam Schiff's computers or the SCIF and going in there and finding out what they know on Ukraine. Do you think we'd hear the question, what did the president know and when did the president know it? Or would the media just conclude like they did back then? Well, I mean, I'm sure Brennan didn't tell Obama. So, no big deal. Spy on a U.S. senator and the committee investigating the CIA. The whole thing went poof right before our very eyes. John Brennan should be in prison. I cannot say that more forcefully. The guy should be in prison. This man, and this is why I tell you to see the movie. Obviously, there's going to be some left-wing bias. It's Hollywood. So go in there and expect that. But what a great job they do of showing what a lying weasel this guy really is, John Brennan. And he's played by Ted Levine, who played Buffalo Bill in Silence of the Lambs. He's just a great actor. He just nails it. But Brennan... And of course, in the movie, it's like real life. Dianne Feinstein goes, "Oh, John," and like shakes her finger, wags. That's what happened. He got a "Oh, John," and Dianne Feinstein, the chairman of the Intelligence Committee, just shook her finger in his face, and that was the end of it. That was the end of it. The criminal probe never happened. He got away with it. This lying sack of weasel is now the main guy on television all the time talking about why Trump should be impeached. The main guy. He's on there almost every day on MSNBC talking about the constitutional crisis we're in and why Donald Trump should be impeached. Did Donald Trump's CIA spy on Congress? Did Donald Trump's CIA director lie to the American people about spying on Congress? Did Donald Trump's CIA director try to intimidate one of, say, Adam Schiff's investigators? Following home at night? Having people come to his house? No? Did Donald Trump's CIA director break into the SCIF where they were holding hearings and doing the investigation on Ukraine? No. That's interesting to me. Because Barack Obama's CIA director did all those things. Did all of those things. That should be a movie in and of itself, by the way. That literally, you could make an entire movie just on that and what happened. We had a constitutional crisis where the executive branch of government was spying on the legislative branch who was doing oversight on the executive. And the Obama administration completely covered it up. So don't tell me the deep state isn't real. Don't tell me the deep state isn't real. When the CIA is so freaking powerful that it can, it feels that there's nothing holding it back from breaking into a SCIF, violating federal law. SCIF is, of course, the secure, soundproof room where the Senate Intelligence Committee is working. Break into a SCIF, violate federal law, lie about it, and then and they were right. Nothing was going to happen to them. And even after they got caught spying on Feinstein's committee, they still fought to keep the report from being released to the public. That's right. The CIA, John Brennan did everything in his power to keep that report from becoming public. You know why? Because he was part of the interrogation program. That's why. And he's a lying weasel snake. So even though the Senate was trying to get transparency to the American people, bipartisan, I should mention, bipartisan transparency to the American people about what happened, so we could learn from it and understand whether or not the program worked. That's really the question, right? And whether or not it was humane and all the other questions around it. There's John Brennan, CIA director, deep state weasel, doing everything in his power from threatening criminal charges against the committee's investigator to blacking out pretty much everything under the false lie that it was national security when it wasn't, to keep that report from ever becoming public to the American people. Don't tell me the deep state isn't real. And I will tell you why John Brennan is absolutely 100% at the center of not only the Russia collusion probe, and I believe the author of this entire fantasy, but also possibly Ukraine as well. This is a bad guy. This is a really bad guy. Go see the movie The Report. Because if nothing else, you're going to see what a bad guy this is. Lying weasel, treasonous snake. Oh, God, he's the worst. The worst. 855-839-1210. 855-839-1210. You see how I bring it all home for you? It's what I do. It's my job. It's what I do. And I take it very, very seriously.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.